Nolte, media fail to grasp that Trump's 30-year-old financial problems are part of his appeal. By John Nolte on May 8, 2019. The far-left New York Times is hoping to gaslight the American people into believing it just published a bombshell about President Trump's previous financial problems. The only problem is that this bombshell is not just old news, it is news that is nearly 30 years old. It is also no secret. In fact, Trump's massive financial problems are a big part of his autobiography, even of his appeal. America loves a comeback, someone who won't quit, and that is Trump. We'll start with this video from a decade or so ago where Trump scoops this New York Times bombshell about him once being billions of dollars in debt. I should add that this is not some secret video taken during a business meeting or an obscure piece of video of an interview he once gave to CNBC. Nope. This is the opening of his hit network television show The Apprentice. My name is Donald Trump and I'm the largest real estate developer in New York. I own buildings all over the place, modeling agencies, the Miss Universe pageant, jetliners, golf courses, casinos, and private resorts like Mar-a-Lago, one of the most spectacular estates anywhere in the world. But it wasn't always so easy. About 13 years ago, I was seriously in trouble. I was billions of dollars in debt and I fought back and I won, big league. If anything, all the Times did Tuesday was verify that Trump told us the truth. Oh, and Trump also informed the public of all of this. The heavy losses, the bankruptcies, the failures, and setbacks in The Art of the Comeback, his 1997 bestseller. Yep, 22 years ago, Trump wrote a whole book about what the Times is trying to sell today, an important scoop and scandal. This review from the Library Journal breaks down just how candid Trump's book was. 6 years ago, real estate developer Trump. Trump, The Art of the Deal, LJ February 15, 1988, was several billion dollars in debt, owing in part, he says, to his complacency in the Tax Reform Act of 1986. Now, thanks to some skillful negotiating, hard work, and luck, he says he is back. Trump's goal for this third book is to provide inspiration for almost anyone. And some of his top 10 comeback tips are to play golf, stay focused, be paranoid, get even, and always have a prenuptial agreement. The book's back cover is just as candid. Trump's story begins when many real estate moguls went belly up in what he calls the Great Depression of 1990. Trump reveals how he renegotiated millions of dollars in bank loans and survived the recession, paving the way for a resurgence. Nevertheless, the New York Times would have you believe this is a breaking story. That we were all hoodwinked by a guy who sold himself as someone who had never faced disaster, who had never filed bankruptcies or nearly went under. Except. Here are some headlines from the New York Times itself during that time. An empire at risk, Trump's Atlantic City, debt forcing Trump to play for higher stakes. Trump, $47 million short, gives investors 50% of his prize casino. Company news, Trump's Plaza Hotel bankruptcy plan approved. Some of those headlines are almost 30 years old. Again, the only news the Times broke on Tuesday is that we now have documents backing up Trump's story. But this was a story everyone knew, a story Trump did not even try to hide during his successful 2016 presidential campaign. Good grief. Here is the New York Times scooping itself on this same exact story just 2 years ago. How Donald Trump bankrupted his Atlantic City casinos, but still earned millions. And here is Trump admitting to his four bankruptcies at one of the 2016 Republican debates. What you have to understand where the corrupt New York Times is coming from, which is off the massive humiliation of the Russia collusion hoax. Seriously, look at all the lies the Times told us. In an effort to aid the presidential coup launched by Democrats and the deep state, for two entire years, the Times deliberately misled its readers with one fake bombshell after another that proved Trump colluded with Russia. But now that the Mueller report has exonerated the president, the Times is hoping to help partisan Democrats launch an all-new witch hunt using old news. Serial liars like Don Lemon can try to mislead the handful of people who still watches CNN show into believing Trump pulled the wool over everyone's eyes in 2016. But Trump's pretty amazing comeback is a vital part of his biography, his success story, his legend. The setbacks Trump faced only make him more appealing because Americans love a comeback. They love a guy who's been tested by adversity and failure. In summation, what we have here is a media that 1. Is lying about any of this being news. 2. Trying to gaslight us into believing it's a bombshell. And 3. Doesn't understand the appeal of a guy who worked his way back from the edge of the abyss. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.